Before he could respond, the air filled with icy water, spraying from organs on the Leviathan's back. Despite the departure of the menhirs, the wind whale had begun to lose buoyancy. It was shedding ballast high, hoping that would dampen the fires. The chill water helped stifle the panic. Mantas began coming in out of the night, fluttering into the spray. The instant they came to rest, their young scrambled onto their backs, followed by other plains creatures. Once a manta had all the weight it could bear, it flopped to one of the slippery, downsloping launch slides that allowed them to hurtle into space. Another explosion shook the wind whale. It began a slow buckle in the middle. Darling approached Bowman's. She looked like she would put him over the side personally if he did not start doing something more than gawk and shake. How could she stay so damned calm? They were going to die in a few minutes. He closed his eyes and concentrated on the author of the disaster. He tried to pump himself up. He did not know what that thing was, but he would not let it intimidate him. He was the Bowmans, who had slain a grandfather of dragons. He was the Bowmans, who had walked into the flames, daring the wrath of the lady in all her majesty and strength. But his feet had rested upon solid ground those times. Softly, surely, he murmured the calming mantras, following with the unleashing cycles that would allow him to slide free of his flesh. In a moment, he was adrift in the whale's belly, floating through the flames, watching the dark fire-eater. Only because it fed so gluttonously had the wind whale not yet been consumed by a holocaust. He added his skills to the self-protective efforts of the wind whale and the damping of the fire-eater's feeding. The flames began to dwindle. He tried to move subtly and do his work unnoticed by the predator. That thing had only one thought. Soon, the wind whale could manage the fires alone. The fire-eater tried to breach another gas bladder. Bowman slapped it away. It tried again, and again, and again, failing, till it flew into a frustrated fit. While it was out of control, Bowman's insinuated tendrils of sorcery. With a jeweler's touch, he evicted the commands of the wicker man. He replaced them with one overwhelming imperative. Destroy the wicker man. Consume him in darkness, consume him in fire, but rid the earth of his noxious presence. Bowman's retired to his own proper flesh. Physical sight showed him the stars masked by fire-edged wings that spanned half the sky. Those wings tilted. The body they supported dropped toward the place Old Father Tree wanted defended at all costs. Bowman's glanced at Silent and Darling. The dusky, humorless wizard smiled slightly, nodded, made a small gesture to indicate that he had witnessed a job well done. So maybe he was finally off the shit list. He watched the fire-eater strike.